Send off summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charge lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details. Send off summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charge lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have a recap of the deciding Game 3 in the best-of-three series in the first round of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Chicago Sky and the New York Liberty. Plus, the winner of the WNBA Basketball Executive of the Year Award has been revealed. Stay tuned. You're listening to Striving for It All.
Industry-leading, difference-making, tomorrow-shaping, world-changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career, too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte. Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte. Industry leading, difference making. Tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
A dramatic pause says something without saying anything at all. Feet deserve a go-to like that. Like Hey Dude shoes. Light, comfy, good to go to.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store. Everything you need to treat and refresh your family. Like our assortment of ice cream, frozen treats, snacks, and drinks from the brands you love. And everything you'll need if things get a little messy, like cleaning supplies and laundry products, all in one convenient place at great value. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Want a great way to recognize your employees? Check out Custom Ink. Have you ever thought about doing something special for your customers? Custom Ink can do that too. And wouldn't your team love some custom gear? Custom Ink is ready. Custom Ink is your go-to custom gear partner with great customer service, quality products, and all-in pricing along with personalized help when you need it and an easy-to-use website when you don't. Plus, everything is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out what we can do for your business at CustomInk.com.
We'll be right back.
right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So now on this edition of the program, we're going to recap the deciding game three in the best of three series in the first round of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Chicago Sky and the New York Liberty. The second seed defending champion Sky handled their business, beating the seventh seed New York Liberty 90-72. Chicago wins the series 2-1. Man, this game belonged to Chicago from start to finish. There were brief periods when the Liberty were trying to make their way and try to bounce back, but it was just too much Chicago. Again, the defending champions, so much experience handling their business in a major way as they were able to get a big victory over the Liberty to move on to the next round. And the Sky really dominated in the fourth quarter to move on to the next round. Here's Chicago handling their business in the fourth quarter.
Vandersloot in semi-transition here, has the open player, meets him in for two.
Congesting the paint has been better.
Parker to the reverse, lays it in, puts the foul. A championship finish. Howard now 7-17 from the floor in this game. Vandersloot finds Stevens ducking inside and laying it in. Vandersloot sneaks it in. Copper finishes. Beautiful connection. And Chicago's lead is back to double digits. Quigley will fire. You bet. The Sky with a firm grip on this game. A 13-0 run. Quigley gets lost. Truth on another three. Evans the steal. And that will do it. The Chicago Sky are moving on to the semifinals.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, and you heard the voice of Ryan Rucco just announcing the Sky handling their business, sealing the deal in the fourth quarter to take care of the New York Liberty to move on to the next round. Again, the final score was Chicago 90, New York 72. At the end of the game, Sky center Candace Parker had made comments.
You know, we stayed with it. I think we learned from game one, letting our foot off the gas. We were up 7 with 3 minutes left, and we kind of relaxed a little bit. This is a great New York team, you know? They got a young core. They shoot the three well. So we really have to be disciplined. So when we lose our focus for a second, you know, that's why they jump back in the game. You know, I think it starts with our defense. When we're able to really apply pressure and get out and transition in secondary. But, you know, just moving the ball and getting the, not the good shot, but the great shot. Our team did a good job of, you know, grinding it out and giving everything that they had. And I know I tried to do the best that I could. You know, my shot isn't falling right now. It will. But I know I can do other things for this team. And I think rebounding is my role, but also, you know, getting great shots for our team. Don't relax. You know, we got to keep the same intensity and, you know, lesson learned in this first series. And we were able to, you know, come away with the win on the road. But, you know, we got to continue to get better.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. So you heard what Candace was saying. It was the intensity. And it begins and ends with defense. Defense is really the building blocks of team sports, and basketball is no exception to the rule. So you heard her talk about how the team defense really stepped up, and of course the offense stepped up and handled their business, and hopefully they can just continue that momentum and consistency in the next round, in the semifinals. Let's stay with Chicago for a moment. After the victory, Sky guard Allie Quigley talks about what she learned from the series against the Liberty and the Sky's fourth quarter dominance.
I think just defensive intensity, energy, and just kind of starting off really strong in that first quarter and setting the tone for how you want the game to be. When I see them on the court, I have so much trust in them. You know, I want to live and die with them. So I think that we all just kind of looked at each other and knew that, you know, we can do it. It's going to come from all of us. And that's kind of how we've had our season this year, is everyone's kind of stepping up in their moment. And I think that's what happened in the fourth quarter.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And you heard what Allie was saying People stepped up when the moment was right. She stepped up to the plate. You heard Candace say earlier that she had to step up to the plate, and the rest of her team stepped up to the plate. And so Allie Quigley handled her business in terms of when the three-point shooting. Another person that's been handling their business for the last several years, last year's WNBA Finals MVP, Kalia Copper. Man, what a postseason she's having so far. She talks about how her team made it through in the series.
It's been super important. You know, I just – I sat in one of the timeouts where, you know, they went on a little run, and I see James and Sloot and Candace, you know, putting it all together. You know, James is drawing something up, and Candace is chiming in, and Sloot is saying, we're going to do this. And we're like, and to see them, like, I'm sitting there and I'm watching them, watching this all develop. And then we go out there and we execute, and then we come back down, and like, just to see them like really like connect and like, It's just like, I'm like, wow. Like, I'm just learning. I'm just sitting here and just trying to do whatever I can do. But, you know, I think that's the experience and that's the leadership that we need. And it really just carried us down the stretch.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And Kalia Copper, one of the key ingredients to the Chicago Sky's current run. Of course, a big-time player in last year's championship run, last year's WNBA Finals MVP, and so far making a big contribution in the recent success of the Chicago Sky. Also being a major part of the success for the Sky in recent years, head coach James Wade. He gives his takeaways from the series against the Liberty.
It's a lot of things we could take away from it. Our composure, our ability to stay together and really play for each other. Like, we were in passing lanes, and they couldn't get comfortable. And even when, even when they made their run, you can tell it was a good team that was fighting for their life. But we were able to respond, and we took our defensive intensity up to another level, and we were able to get steals and deflections, and they were throwing balls out of bounds. And so I just think that we have to build on that, and we have to stay that constant team, because us in that last 8 minutes going on that 22-7 run was the thing that just put us over the top. And our defensive intensity and the way we were there for each other was just top tier.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and head coach for the Chicago Sky, James Wade. You heard him say earlier that the way they played defense as well as the offense, it was top tier, and it had to be top tier when you're going up against one of the rising teams with a lot of rising young stars with the New York Liberty. And speaking of the Liberty, let's talk about the losing side of the Liberty for a moment. Liberty head coach Sandy Brondello gives her take at the end of the game.
This is their team, you know, when they're 2 years that they've together. You saw last year they were 17-17, and but you saw the chemistry that they had in the playoffs, and I think that's just carried over to this year, and I think they'll be really hard to beat, to be quite honest. You know, we pushed them, we tried, things didn't go our way tonight, but we'll be back better and stronger next year, so I'm excited about that.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you heard what New York Liberty head coach Sandy Brondello said. They'll be better than ever next year, and rightfully so. The future is so bright for the New York Liberty. A lot of, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of rising stars on that team, with Sabrina Ionescu, also Betnija Laney, also Natasha Howard. You also have Maureen Johannes, Han Chu, just to name a few. Also, can't forget about Michaela Onyanwere, last year's WNBA Rookie of the Year, and Dee Dee Richards. So that team is full of rising stars for the New York Liberty. Let's stay with Coach Brondello for a moment. She speaks about what she told her team in the locker room at the end of the game.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, I think our goal was to make the playoffs, and then it's a new season. So I was proud of them. Like, we went into Chicago and beat them in the first game. I think we woke them up a little bit, to be quite honest, because now they've gone to another level. And this is what their experience brings out in them. But like these players, they just competed. For me, it was a privilege to coach them. They're just really hardworking and very coachable. It's been a great experience, even though we had a lot of ups and downs. But it was never no drama or any, like, they're good people, and you know, they tried to do what we asked them to do and play. And like I said, it's just another experience that we'll learn from.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and the future is indeed bright, not just for Sandy Brondello, but the New York Liberty as a whole. And I mentioned about some of the rising stars on that team, New York Liberty players Natasha Howard and Bettnija Laney. They talk about improvements that need to be made for next season.
I think progressed really well this whole season, even though we had injuries and we had ups and downs. I think we grew as a team, as an individual, and, you know, we stuck together through everything, adversity, through wins and losses. And I feel like that right there is going to take us a long way, too, for next season.
Yeah, I think what Tosh said was right on point. I think we grew a lot individually as well as a team, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a team to come out and win and get to the goal that we want, a national championship. So I think that as we continue to grow, we continue to gel and everything, we'll be on our way.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA. So you heard New York Liberty players Natasha Howard and Bettnija Laney just talking about what needs to be corrected for next year. Just Bettnija said that the more they're together, the more they're going to continue to gel and get closer. And, of course, Coach Brondello in her first season with the Liberty, what a fantastic job. And, again, the future is going to be bright for Coach Brondello as she continues to work with this roster as we move ahead now to the prospects for next season for the Liberty. It's only going to go up. In the words of Fat Joe, it's going to go all the way up. So now you've got head coach Sandy Brondello. She's got her roster intact for the next several years. You've got Bettnija Laney, Natasha Howard, Han Chu. Also, you got Maureen Johannes. Can't forget about Michaela Onyanwere and then Didi Richards and, of course, Sabrina Ionescu. I mean, the future is definitely going to be bright in New York, and the magic was indeed back for the WNBA in New York, and it's only going to go up for the Liberty. So, again, the final score in Game 3 of the series between the Chicago Sky and the New York Liberty, Chicago 90, New York 72. For the Sky, Kalia Copper and Allie Quigley both scored 15 points. Candace Parker had a double-double with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 14 points and 10 assists. And Emma Mieseman and Azaree Stevens both scored 12 points. Meanwhile, on the losing side for the New York Liberty, Bettnija Laney finished with 15 points. Natasha Howard had a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds. And Sabrina Ionescu finished with 14 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 90, New York 72. Chicago wins the series 2-1, and they will move on to the semifinals where they will face the winner out of the Dallas and Connecticut series. And before we get on out of here, we want to give you the winner of the WNBA Basketball Executive of the Year Award, James Wade, head coach of the Chicago Sky. Once again, congratulations to Chicago Sky head coach James Wade for winning the WNBA Basketball Executive of the Year Award. Of course, he won WNBA Head Coach of the Year in 2019 and, of course, was a WNBA champion last season, and now for this year, the 2022 season, he's the WNBA Basketball Executive of the Year. So congratulations to Coach James Wade. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, everyone.
Summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charged lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details. Send off summer with Panera's Unlimited Sip Club. You'll get endless charged lemonades, coffees, teas, and fountain beverages. The best part? It's only $10.99 a month plus tax. Sign up today on the Panera app and get your first month free. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com/UnlimitedSipClub for details.
A Cadillac is more than a statement. It's a celebration of self-expression. So, stand out in unmistakable SUVs like the iconic Escalade. Or, set yourself apart in dynamic sedans like the refined CT5. Choose to be bold and choose yourself. visit your showroom today. Cadillac, be iconic. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already? Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too.
There's a deal for every breakfast strategist at McDonald's.
Like a sausage biscuit or hot and spicy McChicken biscuit with hash browns for $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Welcome to America, the land of junk sleep, where it's bedtime, but you're double booked. Here, there's always one more deadline to meet, episode to watch, or meme to share. The world may not want you to sleep, but we do. Only the sleep experts at Mattress Firm can help you find the right bed at the right price. Unjunk your sleep. In-store or online at mattressfirm.com today.